Welcome to Legal, Legal, and the Coach, a show set to present local and national trailblazers in business and celebrity circles like authors and speakers who will share their stories, struggles, adventures in life, and keys to their success brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network. Here are your hosts, David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser.
All right. Welcome, friends, family, and listeners from around the world. You're back with the Legal Eagle, Mr. David Altenburn, and myself, the coach, Brian Kaiser. We're in for a really, really exciting show today. We have two outstanding guests coming up. The first one will be Michael Jacobs that we'll bring on after the commercial break. And then we'll bring up Andrew Thompson to finish out the show as our second guest. Both of these guys are rock stars in what they do. And, you know, as David will attest, we like rock stars, right, Dave?
Absolutely. As you say, always searching for excellence, Brian, and you're coaching to individuals and groups and mastermind groups. We're always searching for excellence. We're always happy and honored to have rock stars as guests. Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes. We're always searching for excellence. And if you follow us on Facebook, follow our personal pages, and we'll be putting up a Legal Eagle on the Coach page here shortly. I did tease everybody by telling you I was going to give away a strategy called the 3 P's necessary for putting power in your marketing message. So David and I are going to banter a little bit back and forth with these as we go through them, but we wanted to give you guys something that would help you close out 2014 and just rock into 2015 with an outstanding message that will really create and drive results for you. So without teasing you any longer, we'll go ahead and get into that message and give away the 3 P's. These are in no particular order. In fact, if you're writing them down, you would write them in a circle or a triangle because they all link back together, because as you put these into action, people are going to be attracted to them for one of the 3 P's. When you put these into your message, you want to really focus in on the directing your message in such a way that they focus in on these 3 things. The first one, the first P, will be one person. Focus on one person. As a coach, I tell people all the time, know your audience. And I have clients that tell me, I know my audience. It looks like this. And they draw me a picture of this person, but their message doesn't speak to that person because the language that they're using doesn't resonate with one person. They're trying to hit a group of people that look like that avatar, and in doing so, they cause confusion, and they're not really speaking to one person. So if you're using language correctly in your marketing message, you want to focus on one person, focus on that one entrepreneurial, that customer DNA, what's going to drive them to use your products and services, click on a button and give you their name and email. What's going to speak and resonate with that one person? So that's the first P. And David, I know as an attorney, you get to focus in on one person when you're in the courtroom, and you get to focus in on one person when you're trying to win a case or look at a case. So that's something that's a really powerful message in marketing, but I know it's also powerful in the legal world.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Brian. You know, it's very important, your word choice, as you say. And, you know, if you pay attention to, the real rock stars, the musicians that are so great communicators in their songs to the world, or the entertainment industry, they'll often say that they focus on kind of one person, and then they widen it and they widen it and they widen it as they go through a concert. So what you're talking about is a proven principle of connection between people that makes them receptive to listening to and acting upon your message in ways you want them to. So great first point. What's the second P, Brian?
The second P is one product. Choose, as entrepreneurs, we like shiny things. And sometimes we look at our product list that we have and we say, wow, this new shiny thing would fit into my repertoire of products, into my toolbox, and that would be really great. The problem is too many products, and you can't focus a message to one person if you're trying to focus on 20 products. So choose a product and focus your message to that one person so that they are really clear on your intentions on what you're doing. You become an expert that way, and people are attracted to experts. They really like the attention and to detail and the expertise of someone that knows a product inside and out, knows that service inside and out, and can provide it very, very effectively and efficiently. What this does for you as the entrepreneur is it allows you to look at your products and say, you know what, just because I can doesn't mean I should. So let me limit my products to these things that I can do the fastest, easiest, and best, where I also make the most return and get the most attraction to my business. Well, and I know as a legal guy, that's a big thing in cases as well as marketing, right?
Well, yes. Whether it's business or legal, the point here seems to me that you need focus. You know, some experts call it focal analysis. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, and you say product. I'd only broaden it to say whether it's a product or a service or some combination that many people have in their business. The idea that you focus and you focus strong and singular is a great point. But, you know, you can have different products or services just like you have different audiences. In other words, you have to sometimes tailor it. But I think the biggest point here is you can't be everything to everybody out there. And, you know, whether you're a lawyer or you're a business coach or you're in a business, society has gotten so specialized that we really need to know what is our bailiwick, what is our true niche, where do our talents best lend themselves within the universe out there of our chosen field. And so I like your
exactly.
I like your start here, Brian. One person
exactly.
and one product. And what's
and
the third
to expand,
P?
Well, just to expand on what you said, you can have multiple products, but you have to focus on that one. You can't mix your message to include another product in your message for your one. So
right.
Each product you have in your line has to be segmented out. So just to be clear, that was a great point and clarification. The last P in the trifecta of the three Ps is solve one problem. Solve one problem. Focus on one problem. Products and services usually overlap and solve many things. What is the greatest problem? What is the greatest issue? What is the one that's most desirable to your audience and your sphere of influence? Focus on solving that problem with that product for that one person, and you're going to be a rock star. It's undeniable. You're going to be a rock star.
Oh, wow. That's so great because it seems to me, again, the universal message that you seem to be getting out here strong, Brian, is that focus, focus, focus. Focus on one person, a product or service, and one problem. Because, you know, like in our slogan for our law firm, it just ties in. It's like earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time, that we've had for a number of years now. Because really, you will be much more successful out there if you have that focus. You put your priorities out there and you have your focus, and if you do excellence in one problem at a time for one person at a time, if you touch one person, you educate that person, whether or not you get a dollar on a deal, that's not the point. You build goodwill one person at a time. That person can change your world. That person can be so impressed with you on giving your time, giving your service away, so to speak, in a goodwill sense. Maybe you're just digesting a problem and you give them a lot of information and they don't need your service. Well, guess what? You probably have a client for life. So I think these are great points you're laying out there, Brian. And let me just say, you know, before we get to our guest, I want to give a shout out to our veterans. You know, we're here today, the day after Veterans Day. And there was a special on this morning about the Center for the Intrepid. And it says, you know, the word intrepid is one that it's about fearlessness. And it's a center, San Antonio Military Medical Center, that essentially provides care for service folks from our military that have had debilitating injuries. But one guy with no legs is doing rock climbing. They're doing some amazing things out there. They're taking their experience and they're going into, there was a special last night to inner city schools like in Chicago, and teaching how a child in America of someone who perhaps was a gang leader and had no future until they had the mentor, until they had the teacher that came in with military leadership experience, retired from the military, a veteran who has given his soul to taking one student at a time. And this one student went on to West Point. It was an amazing, tear-jerking story. So as we sit here today, the day after Veterans Day, it's never too late to reflect on the freedoms we have in our country that sets our nation apart. As we get to an exciting chapter of our show, that we have some very successful entrepreneurs teach us their keys to success, their secrets to success. And the only other final thoughts I'd have, Brian, is this in our monologue. Is, you know, you're always talking about excellence as a coach, and that's so great. We talk about educating and entertaining on this show. I'd like to add two E's, and that is encourage. We're here for our audience to encourage you to take the steps to be all that you can be. And finally, excite. As you listen to our guests and you listen to their success stories, hopefully now and then we can excite somebody out there with the possibilities. We can renew their spirit, renew their energy, renew their focus, and make them, again, be all that they can be. That's my final thoughts. You have any more, Brian, before we go to commercial break?
No, that was excellent. And, yes, we all need to reflect a few moments and thank the men and women that serve this country and do it quite honorably and sometimes with little reward and little support when they come back. But we do need to thank them and keep them in mind and do our part to say thank you. So big shout out to those guys. What we've got next is a commercial break, and then we'll come back with our first guest, Mr. Michael Jacobs.
Are you one of those people who deal with issues that life throws at you on a daily basis? Then you need to tune in to Life's Issues to hear Lloyd Rosen get the answers to those nagging problems. Begin to turn your life into that positive journey you've always wanted. You've always had the ability. Now get the information to complete the journey. Tune in every Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Central Time to hear Lloyd ask the questions that get the answers you are looking for. Lloyd wants to help those that are dealing with life's issues. Check out Lloyd's blog at LloydRosen.com for more information about daily problems.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Well, welcome back. And like David brought out in our monologue there, we're striving for excellence. And in my striving for excellence, I read the wrong name going into the commercial break and need to have a big apology. And welcome to our show, Mr. Andrew Thompson, as our first guest, and Michael Jacobs will follow up after commercial break. So, Andrew, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. I have to apologize. I got ahead of myself. I get rather excited for the show. In fact, if you were tied into our Facebook feed for the Facebook Messenger, I always send out before the show that I'm locked, cocked, and ready to rock because I get so fired up for doing our show every week and having a guest on. So do apologize for making that error and look forward to asking you this first question and letting you talk for a while. Is
yes.
Who are you and what do you do and who do you serve?
Oh, wow. Well, that's a long, you know, I'll keep it as short as I can. I mean, that's not an easy question to answer.
As us lawyers like to say, that's a loaded question, but go
ahead. That's a loaded question.
I guess the short version of it is that I've been training business professionals for more than 15 years in different ways. Speaking of law, by the way, when I was in Minnesota, it's almost 20 years ago now, I was teaching real estate law then and license law and continuing education for
realtors. That's right. You're a gopher.
Yeah. And
I've sent many athletes up to that school to on scholarship.
We're talking choice. That name has a few different connotations there, Brian. He's never really been a gopher. He's a Minnesota gopher, but he's always been a leader of the pack.
Oh, well, you know, and beautiful people, you know, beautiful people country up there. And of course, you know, I ended up in Southern California, which is where I am now. But, you know, when I was teaching those classes is what the spark of my current business actually started, because, you know, I was averaging about 120 students a day. And class size was large, and you get to know them over a week, 2 weeks, you know, period when you're teaching them, and they're all excited. They spend all this money because they want to get their license, they want to get out there, they want to start their own business, and you teach them everything that they need to know to pass the test. And then when they pass the test, they're all excited and they go. The owner of the company and I got together once. We wanted to do a project that had a lot to do with follow up. You know, once they're out there, how are they doing? And it was to our shock and surprise that a lot of them were dropping out left and right. I mean, high percentages, like 75-80% of our students.
Wow.
You know, over the course of a year, then 3 years, you know, we were looking at different statistics. They just weren't making it. And if anybody's been in real estate, by the way, what's on the test in the real world, two totally different, you know, aspects of that profession. But so I did some research, and I was finding that there wasn't a lot of good quality business and entrepreneurial education being taught to these realtors, despite the fact that some of them were going to some of these mom-and-pop operations, some of them were going to, you know, major, you know, brand real estate, you know, companies today. And, you know, some places had great quality education, others didn't. But none of them really had a well-rounded verse of, hey, you know, this is what you got to know when you're on the street, but this is what you also have to know to be a business professional, be an entrepreneur, and run your own business, because as a realtor, that's really what you're doing.
Right.
And so, you know, it started with that, and there's a lot of things after that, but I want to fast forward to what happened to me in 2006. is I did one of those, corporate retreats. I was doing some marketing for a chiropractic association, and they were sending a lot of their doctors into the mountains in Colorado where they were going to do a kind of a corporate retreat, and they were going to, you know, train everybody on how to be a better professional within your business, and I was asked to come along and just participate. I remember the fee to go to this thing was like, you know, $4,000 a person. And the people, when I got there, were just amazing. And we were there for 4 days, and there were a lot of tears. There was a lot of hugging. There was a lot of breakthroughs. There was a lot of self-discoveries. There was challenges that were met. There was victories. There was some defeats. But the reality is that they seem to, in their own way, cleanse you of the BS of what you were believing yourself and really show you your true capabilities of what you can be as a professional, what your strengths are and how to make them stronger, the challenges that you were dealing with and how to overcome them. And you left, and when I left, I felt like I could move mountains and so could everybody else. The key component that, because I did follow up on a lot of these doctors to see how it changed their business, and the key component, what it came down to, there were several, but what it really came down to is that the doctors received an education and it was intermixed with powerful emotions. And when you do it that way, when you're emotionally moved and learned at the same time, what happens is that it can kick in a long-term effect versus just getting the information, maybe applying it for a couple weeks and then having you phase out because habitually you'll start doing what you used to be doing, which wasn't really what you wanted. And everybody's experienced this. I mean, you go to seminars, major seminar gurus, they get you all pumped up at the seminar. I went to a major seminar, last summer, and I did one of those things where you walk on the coals, you kind of go about 15 feet, and you're just so fired up and everything. And I did, again, follow up with a lot of the people that I was there with. And went back. And
no, Andrew, I have that on my bucket list.
My pleasure. Yeah.
I have that on my bucket list.
What's that on your bucket list? What's that on your bucket list, Brian?
The firewalk. The walking on the coals. I think that is the ultimate mindset if you can put yourself in that mindset to walk across those coals to conquer that.
Well,
I'm going to do it. I'm putting it down. 2015, I'm doing it.
Let me ask our expert this. This is David Altenburn. We've had some shows now where a lot of focus has been on kind of the connection, whether you network out there and connect with people one-on-one, you know, the know, like, and trust theory of opening doors for business, or as Brian Tracy would say, build rapport, rapport, rapport. It's all about rapport, and then people are receptive. One thing that you bring up with your story there that I find kind of amazing, my hero, really, as I was kind of a budding law student years ago, was Jerry Spence. And if people know the story of Jerry Spence, once considered the greatest trial lawyer in America, who's from Jackson Hole, Wyoming, is he never lost a case supposedly in 35 years. And, you know, he would conduct in the wild, if you will, these gatherings of young trial lawyers and trying to strip away, you know, all the just book education and really get them out in touch with themselves, in touch with nature, and that sort of thing. And, you know, maybe we underestimate in business just the importance of chemistry within an office or business group, or and what you say about emotion. I mean, the real studies show you can talk intellectually to juries, but what really moves juries to decision is emotion coupled with knowledge. And
absolutely.
So I find it fascinating and amazing, and just want to endorse what you're doing out there. So tell us how you springboarded that experience into what you do today.
Well, we did a lot of research over the last couple of years on, you know, well, what is the – so how do you put this into a business, and what's the product, really? And what it comes down to is that we don't really get into selling – things to improve your business that are either a system or an element or software or anything. No, we specialize in what we call the human tool or human tech. And we've categorized these powerful tools that you have within yourself in 16 different categories. And what I'm talking about is that it's like time management, communication, delegation, problem solving, risk taking, evaluating, leadership, teamwork, goal setting, trust, nutrition, which is a big part of business. Kinetics, which is like moving your body and, you know, physically.
Correct.
Shape.
Staying in good physical shape to keep in good mental shape.
Well, yeah. I mean, if that goes to pot, you know, then a lot of this other stuff doesn't really matter.
Right.
And relationships is important. And we even included the category of spiritual, which has no real direct religious connotations, but it's about, you know, where you are, as you were saying earlier, with nature, you know, how you consider yourself and focus and
your own zen mode, whatever
exactly.
That may be, your
absolutely.
Place of nirvana, your place of peace.
So if you can master these tools, and if you can get your employees to master many of these, what we call training modules, these are the different categories that we use, then bring it up, because then you can have a super team that could take on any software in addition that you want to buy, that can handle the customers better, that can remember and create a belief system and a philosophy that you have. And when it comes down to it, this is what we're trying to create. We want to transform your company into what's called a life success company. So when people come on board, they're in the interview process, you're recruiting, you got to use that phrase. And if they're looking to plant their roots with some company, be somewhere for a long time, tell them that this, you know, you're not just working for a check, because if that's all you're looking for, you know, we're going to pass you on, because we're looking for people that believe in what we believe. That's what you need to tell the people that come to work for you. This is a life success company. And the management, our leaders create inspiration. That's what we train, you know, our managers and our leadership teams, is that, you know, you create inspiration and you serve. We're big proponents of servant leadership. And then finally...
Great concept.
Yeah, and then the last thing is extraordinary growth experience is what we want for the employees or people, you know, the manufacturers or whoever, you know, working for them. And those are the three things to do. And we do this in three ways.
Say those again, the three things you try as your end result.
Okay, it's we want to transform your company into a life success company. That's what's powerful, because it's not a place to work. It's a place for you to grow and plant your roots. Just like you have a house and a family that wants to live in a neighborhood, same thing. Okay. The management team are leaders who create inspiration and serve. Servant leadership is what we really teach. You're there to make sure that as a leader or a manager, you're there to serve your employees. That's huge. You're not there necessarily just to give orders or to tell people what to do or try and keep people organized. It's a lot more than that. And then finally, you know, the employees or your team, we want them to have an extraordinary growth experience, okay, because it's not just about, you know, having one job and you stay there for 20 years. We want to make sure that there's opportunity for them. We want to hear what they have to think about the entire company. And everybody that works in the company, you don't want to have those blinders on. You don't want to just be focused on your job only. Everybody should be entitled to know what the philosophy is of the entire company and how and what their function and what they do, how it works, and how it is that part of that cogwheel of the entire system. So that's what we want to teach with that. Now, we do this in three ways. We do this if you want to bring your company out to one of our two locations. We have 6,500 acres out in Colorado. We'll put you up in cabins. We got a big seminar hall. We got a big dining hall out there. We kind of break you away from your environment. You stay with us for a week, Monday through Friday. It's called our Adventure Program. You can find that on our website. And we do seminars in the morning on different categories, and then in the afternoon we do field activities, rock climbing. We do, high and low ropes courses. There's a lot of activities that analogize to what you've learned in the seminar that morning. The second way we do this is that if you can't come out to us, well, we'll come out to you. We have a mobile program where we can bring some of the mountain experience out to you if you desire. So let's say you're in an office building somewhere, and then we can do a setup. We can do a seminar with that building if you have a training center. And then after lunch, everybody then breaks, goes out to the parking lot. We got a rock climbing wall. We got, you know, portable zip lines that we set up. We do team challenges, individual challenges. There's awards that are given out. But at the end of every day, whether you go to the mountains or we come to you, the most powerful part is at the end when, you know, you've done projects, team projects, challenges and things. We have what's called a roundtable discussion, and this is where a lot of emotion comes up. Because the things that normally wouldn't come up in the work environment because of issues that leaders have with their people, that the issues that people have with their leaders, those things will come up in our activities, and we sit in a roundtable and we talk about it. And
I love it because it sounds to me, for all of us that are survivor wannabes, it's like, You've got the retreat, you've got the sabbatical thing, and actually there's a client of mine that as part of their management, everybody has, and they do have an annual get-together. It's not as structured in a business coaching way as your program, and they could certainly benefit from your program, and I think would be extremely interested if they were listening to today's show. But basically, their theory is it's a team-building exercise just to travel out of town to someplace else where you have activities that are organized as a group in the non-work environment. And then they obviously get into kind of meetings that are more business-related. And it just seems that the growth of people and the satisfaction of people going through that experience must be just off the charts compared to companies that don't do those sorts of things.
Well, yes, and I want to squeeze this in really quick because because we have 16 different categories on our website. How do you know which one that you need? Well, we developed what's called the REPA test, R-E-P-A, and it's a random evaluation of professional abilities. An individual can take this or the entire company can take this. It's a test that you go on our site, you hit the REPA tab. Today, and just for your listeners to know, today we're loading new questions into the REPA test today, but it'll be available by tomorrow. But basically what it is it's a 64-question test that puts you in 64 different business scenarios and asks you how you would handle each. At the end, you get a score that shows your level of professionalism. In other words, you know, did you make a decision that ultimately would have led to success? And then your scores range from 25 to 100%. And then what it does is it breaks down the 16 categories that we teach and tells you how you did in each one of them. What I like to do is basically tell my clients or prospects, I go to, let's say, an owner of a company, have your entire company take this test. It's free. There's no obligation, no cost or nothing. And then they can, like the HR manager or whoever is asking the employees to do this, they can put their email, the HR manager's email, in the registration form, and the results are automatically shipped to the bosses, basically. So they can see that if communications issue that comes up as a poor score, it's kind of a red flag. Doesn't mean everybody's a poor communicator, but it's just something to pay attention to. You know, if leadership comes up quite a bit, you may want to look at your management team. It's perfect what we do, because then if you want to improve in these categories, we have programs that will help you.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Andrew, we're pressed for time because we have to go to a commercial break, but I need to, number one, let you know that I want to connect with you later off the show and see what kind of synergies we have with my business, the Growth Coaching Systems Network, and how we can work together and serve each other in that way. But I also need you to let the listeners know, how can they get in touch with you? I know I just connected with you on Twitter at GopherPeak. And is there other ways that the listeners can connect before we go to the commercial break?
Yes, we're on Facebook, so they can connect that way. But you can go to our website, which is createpeakperformance.com. Peak is P-A-K, createpeakperformance.com. There's forms in there that you can fill out that would send us your contact information if you're interested in talking to one of our consultants. And you can call me directly if you'd like. My number is 630-956-0813, and if you can't get a hold of me in the moment, you can. There is an 800 number on the website that you can use.
Excellent. Well, Andrew, thank you very much for coming on the show. We appreciate the learning about what you do and who you serve, and I look forward to connecting with you off the show. And like I said, right now we have to head into commercial, and when we come back, we will bring up Michael Jacobs.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life Changing Insights. Life Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life Changing Insights, go to LifeChangingInsightsWithDrAlanSimberg.com. Life Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
So you think you're tough enough for a tough talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to toughtalkwithtonygambone.com.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Welcome back to Legal Eagle and the Coach. This is David Altenburn. We're pleased to have our second guest come on for today's show, the day after Veterans Day. Michael Jacobs, a successful entrepreneur who has been well recognized on a national basis. Welcome to the show, Mr. Jacobs.
It is a fantastic honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we'd like to just kind of start by having you tell us kind of the short synopsis of your journey on how you became to do what you do today and helping business folks out there in the way that you do and the service and product that you provide to the world. Please tell us your story.
Definitely. So I began my journey, it's kind of what I call my awakening journey, in India, actually. I lived in India for 3 months. Which completely transformed my view on life. Before India, I was very limited. I was living in other people's perspectives. I was living based off of other people's opinions and other people's thought processes. And when I traveled to India, I got a really big insight on my life and saw that I had been living everybody else's life, and not my own, to be honest with you. And as soon as I had that wake-up call, I realized that there was so much passion, so much drive inside of me that I had. And I ended up starting a mobile app company in India, which within 12 months created massive success. And we were featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and all of these great things. And figured out the fact that I was here to teach people these principles. I was here to share with people the principles that I had learned about the mind, about the body, about the soul, and be able to teach them how to utilize these practices, these principles in their daily lives as well as their businesses to improve the quality of their businesses and honestly, my friend, to connect with purpose, to connect with why they're here and to get them taking massive action on that.
Well, and isn't it true, the real reality that we eventually learn in life, some sooner than others, and hopefully all of us, is that the mind, the spirit, the body, the soul, is all really interconnected. You've got to keep all of those in good shape and in growing shape to be all that we can be.
Exactly. And that's one of the biggest difficulties and struggles with our world right now is the fact that we are not in alignment. We are in a fighting state, in a struggle state where the mind is against the body, and the body is against the soul, and the mind's against the soul, and it's just this this giant warfare that's currently going on for honestly the majority of our planet right now. Not many of us know how to utilize these tools properly. And when we can begin to find that balance, when we can begin to understand that the mind supports the body, and the body supports the spirit, and all of these support each other, that's where a very powerful shift occurs.
Well, Michael, that's something that I work with people on all the time is the mind and the mindset and how to overcome certain things. And in your views and your teachings on doing that, what are like two or three things that you really focus on when you're working with someone to change a mindset from fear
from the negative I can't, and getting them to a more positive I can, and it's okay to try?
Exactly. That's a great question. Really, it begins with acknowledging the fear. To be 100% honest with you, I think a lot of people, the reason why they don't progress past their fears is they forget they need to acknowledge them. You need to acknowledge that you felt that fear and that there was some sort of limiting belief, there's some sort of energetic block that's leaving that fear inside of you and not allowing you to release it, to let it go. So that's really where the awareness comes, is the first step in saying, what am I afraid of? And then asking yourself, why am I really afraid of that? A great example is when I started writing literature and writing books, I first sat down to write my first book, and I said, am I crazy? Like, I want to write a book right now?
Well, we've both ventured into those waters, and it's a learning experience, but it's an awesome experience. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, we even have another one that's coming out. So, you know, we're putting that one together now.
Yeah, perhaps you'd consider coming into our book. We are going to have a Legal Eagle in the Coach, a Journey to Success collaborative book, and we can talk about that later. But so continue on, please.
Yeah, I would be honored. But, it just comes with recognizing and saying, okay, well, there is obviously some sort of block. I believe I can't write a book, right? There's some sort of block that I believe I can't do X, Y, or Z. And then it's kind of begins with recognizing that that's just fear. And the fact that fear is just an illusion. Fear is something that we've all created for ourselves. It's in our minds. It's not real. Danger is real. Fear is not real. Things that you think will harm you many times will not. And the fact of the matter is that your mind is just holding you back from taking massive action on it. And that's the third step that I really get clear with people on, is I ask them, in each and every single one of my coaching clients, this is one of the main practices I teach people. Every single day you wake up, and after you do your morning routine, after you're centered in your own body, you ask yourself, what are the three most important things I can do right now to transform the entire week, to make my week vision a reality, to make my month vision a reality?
Yeah.
And then you look at that list, and say, which of these three am I most uncomfortable with? Which of these three do I want to do the very, very least? And then you do that one first. You start your day with that every single time, because the thing you want to do the least is usually what you're afraid of, and it's also usually, and I find this actually 99% of the time, the thing you need to do the very, very most to excel your business, to excel your life.
Well, with me here, you've just triggered so many thoughts. You know, I've heard on the time management experts or the top business coaches that one of the problems many of us have is that we kind of bite off more than we can chew, in the sense that we have this diverse set of a to-do list that's 30 items long. That's fine and good, but at the end of the day, the top experts seem to say that it's, you know, the magic of threes. It's one, two, or three things on any given day or week of real magnitude, of real value, that we can accomplish. So you kind of triggered that thought. And then at the monologue today, we talked about the day after Veterans Day, a special on television called The Center for the Intrepid. And the word intrepid was described on the show to mean fearless. And it's about veterans who have lost limbs and yet don't stop at doing amazing things. There's one that's got serious injuries. It's in an Ironman type competition. There's others that go on to teach and use their leadership skills to teach. And then it also triggered, Joel Osteen has a book called You Can, You Will. And not here to promote his book per se, but he talks about some of the things you're talking about. Keep your vision in front of you. Run the race. In other words, take the chance. Expect good things. Have a positive mindset. Commit to excellence. Keep growing. So today, can you share with us, with these kind of positive thoughts you're expressing, do you have a teaching program that you go across? How do people get involved with you personally to teach them the things you've learned?
Yeah, honestly, my favorite form, I do group coaching, I do one-on-one coaching, I do all that. My favorite form personally is one-on-one coaching, because I have a technique that I teach people called the Instant Manifestation Miracle. And literally what this technique is it's a 5-6-step program to get them super clear on their vision, so clear on their vision, mm-hmm. and being just clear in the mind, but in the body, understanding how that vision feels. How does it feel to create what you're wanting to create before you've actually created it? And when we do that, we remove a lot of limiting beliefs. We go through a lot of things in people's past, clear all that energy out. And it's amazing. It's really amazing. I had this client last week. A great example is we did this one phone call where we broke past a ton of her limiting beliefs. She was crying. We were working through all this energy. And then the next week she calls me and she's like, oh, I made $1,400 and I needed to make $2,500 in a month. And I made $1,400 in a week. And I was like, exactly. This is the power that you have inside of you. It's all related to the energy that you're holding on to, the thoughts that you're stuck in, and the emotional body that you choose to express every single moment.
Well, and making differences, real differences in people's lives, one client at a time or one person that you deal with on those one-on-ones, has just got to have great satisfaction, really.
Exactly.
Makes it all worthwhile, the trip to India, right?
Exactly. And That's a really good thing to note is it's all about satisfaction and it's all about gratitude. Each and every step of the journey, just be grateful for it. And that's really a big key that I see with a lot of people is we let our minds stress out. And I know I am so guilty of this as well. It's the fact that I allow my mind to play tricks on me sometimes. I allow my mind to say, oh, you're not going at the speed you need to be going at, or you're not getting X, Y, or Z, right? Mm-hmm. When really I am, really I'm creating all of it right now in this moment. And I just kind of need to surrender into it and be thankful for what I'm creating right now.
Well, and just
for that, and it just multiplies.
Interjecting here for a moment. You know, we live in an instant kind of gratification world right now. The speed with which technology floats information to us is at warp speed compared to the
past.
Isn't
that true?
And you know, sometimes reaching our true potential is delayed beyond what, you know, we might like. But you know, it's never too late to learn your great teachings or principles. It's never too late to hit your mark in the world, so to speak. And so I just think it's important to remind people of that on a pretty regular basis. Because, you know, we wake up and there's all the information on the internet, there's all the information on cable channels, and all of which is great, but sometimes it leads to us, like you say, having our mind work tricks on ourselves in our own mind that maybe things aren't going in the right direction or fast enough. And yet, you know, it may be just that there's a delay in reaching that potential.
Well, and so sometimes, David, the news you turn on, the radio show you listen to in the morning has negative things that they're telling about and they're bringing up, and actually, you know, not focusing on anything positive. And I think Michael has a good point about sitting back and just thinking, what all do I have to be grateful for? Because, you know, for whatever reason, us humans like to hear about all the bad things that happen to people, and they're very seldom that you hear about a lot of good things.
Let me ask you, Mr. Jacobs, on you having that application that got your recognition, and you know, you've been so humble, but am I correct? You were recognized as one of the top entrepreneurs of our country under age 30. Is that right?
Yeah, we were featured in Entrepreneur Magazine at 100 company or 100 brilliant companies, I believe that was the title of the magazine. And there's been definitely several other different things that I've been working on and been featured in Under 30 CEO and many different categories.
But what was your application that you shared with the world that got you that kind of mark and that recognition?
Yeah, I created a mobile app called SocialLink, and pretty much what SocialLink was a technology app to simplify networking, to simplify connecting with other human beings and be able to keep that connection. And I worked on that for a little bit over a year and really dedicated pretty much 100 hours a week to it. And that was at an interesting point in my life, and I learned a lot. It was very expansive.
Well, That really is amazing because, you know, the studies show the most successful people kind of exercise more, and that's kind of getting your body being all that it can be, but they also network more than the average person. And so maybe our audience can kind of take a look at their life. And, you know, there's something like 5,000 networking groups in the Houston, Texas area. So you can kind of pick and choose one that fits your schedule, one that fits your interest. But you having an application on a social link to facilitate, it sounds like, networking on a much more massive scale and have the connections and keep those connections. I mean, that's what's making a difference in the world, and that's great to hear.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And there's also a point I'd like to add on what we were previously discussing a little bit, is be aware of what you're feeding your mind. You made a great point there where you said every morning people usually wake up and the first thing they do is they turn on the news, and the news is filled with fear. And then they go and they do their daily routines, and it's continually more and more fear. So I encourage all the listeners on this call to just be very aware of what you're feeding your mind. Like, every single thought you think, every single word that you say is putting a spell on your reality, and it's creating your reality. So if you choose to absorb information and content based out of fear, then what do you think is going to replicate into your reality?
Exactly. Way to leave the last words in the interview there, Michael. That was perfect. I think that everyone needs to really focus in on that, because that's a big part of what I see when I talk with people, is they get a lot of negative input and not a lot of positive input. So as with our first guest, I would like to connect with you off the show and see how our businesses can benefit one another and how we can add value. But to the listeners, I need for them to have a way to connect with you. I've already done so on Twitter at MrJacobs21. But if you could let everyone know how to connect with you before we head into the commercial break, that would be awesome.
Definitely. Anyone who is interested in chatting more with me can connect with me on my website, MichaelAustinJacobs.com, or reach out to me on any of my social media pages, and you can find them all on my website.
Great. Excellent. Thank you so much. I mean, you know, we started the show talking about our veterans that are part of a center that's about being fearless and being all they can be. And here we've got our final guest who has hit the marks perfectly on teaching lessons out there about not letting your mind make it too fearful for you to try what you want to try. To try to be great, to try to make a difference in the world. So thank you so much, Mr. Jacobs. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me on, and I am honored. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
You too, sir. You too. We'll head back in a few minutes after these commercials.
Have you been feeling tired, having trouble managing your emotions, or just feeling out of sorts? The problem could be your vitamin supplement. There is a big difference between synthetic and natural vitamins. Synthetic vitamins do not contain all of the substances that naturally occur in nature. Natural whole food vitamins provide all of the factors necessary to help you maintain or regain your health. For more information, please contact Dr. Alan Simberg at alansimberg.com.
Are you one of those people who deal with issues that life throws at you on a daily basis? Then you need to tune in to Life's Issues to hear Lloyd Rosen get the answers to those nagging problems. Begin to turn your life into that positive journey you've always wanted. You've always had the ability. Now get the information to complete the journey. Tune in every Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Central Time to hear Lloyd ask the questions that get the answers you are looking for. Lloyd wants to help those that are dealing with life's issues. Check out Lloyd's blog at LloydRosen.com for more information about daily problems.
And welcome back. We are here for the final few minutes of the show. And, David, I think just a nice recap. I mean, I warned everybody on Facebook we had rock stars coming on, and I think they exceeded that expectation.
For me, the guests today were nothing short of amazing in their messages. They were awesome in teaching and reminding us things perhaps we ought to know, or things we perhaps have learned along in our own journeys of life, but it's always good to have great reminders. And, you know, our last guest, Mr. Jacobs, who does the social connecting mobile application that takes networking to a whole new level. Our first guest, Andrew Thompson, just has an amazing program that kind of underscores what all of our show's guests seem to have underscored to date in a great way, in a very disciplined and methodical way, which is that it's the human connection. It's the human spirit. It's taking the sabbatical as a company, getting your folks out in the wild to do a getaway, a retreat. That's a structured program of teas and challenges and individual challenges. And in the end, you learn more about yourself. You learn more about your team of coworkers to make your business be all that it can be. So I just truly, truly enjoyed this show today. Brian, what thoughts do you have as we come to a close again?
Well, you know, you hit on several good points. The, you know, Andrew, his life success company, focusing on the company being a life success. So, you know, not just hiring someone to fill a void, but actually hiring the right person that will actually want to work and grow and become part of your vision and your company. You know, and one of the things that he said that really hit home with me, and I think you and I both exemplify this every day, and I know the people we hang out with exemplify it every day, is that leaders serve. Leaders aren't at the top just dictating and giving orders, but they're there to serve. And I think in our opening monologue, we gave people the three P's to a powerful marketing message, you know, something they can really grasp hold of. And then you came back in and added the two E's to that and focused on the excellence that we all have within us. We just need to give ourselves permission to be excellent.
Well, and our guest hit so well into what you started the whole show about. One person, one product, one problem. And really our first guest, Andrew Thompson, if I hear correctly, is telling us that as a business owner, we need to make sure that each one of our employees, one person at a time, is satisfied in their position, understands the growth within the position, understands their importance as a person to you, their importance
exactly
within the organization. And then,
absolutely,
you know, and that's what that whole life experience is about. That's why they analyze it from a time management all the way to the physical side of of joining the mind, the body, the spirit, the soul. And then our second guest, the social networking application is all about connections again, a person at a time. And
the mindset work that he does with people is so amazing, you know, getting people to understand that, you know, like I said, that excellence manifests in you and you taking actions. And Michael really has a strong program for helping people, you know, get into that mindset, find that positive, find that sweet spot where they can really be effective and they can really make strides in their life. We had a really cool show.
You know,
really,
and it
I
seems
so.
I got to throw this out there, Brian. It may seem strange, you know, but you know, part of listening to Michael Jacobs, I thought I was listening to Brian Kaiser. I mean, he was talking about your mind and mindset change and being positive. I mean, you just had a great, kind of mindset mastermind group last night that you conducted, and you do the groups as well as the one-on-one coaching and striving for excellence. And then he's talking about gratitude. You talk about purpose and gratitude all the time. So love the show and love being a co-host with you on this, Mr. Kaiser. It's been a pleasure. Another show of Legal Eagle and the Coach.
Yes, definitely. Everyone can find us at Legal Eagle and the Coach radio.com. Today, the lead box for applications for the book goes up
We will have that up. We will also have some new features, one being our blog that will go up. So we look forward to having everyone back next week as Legal Eagle and the Coach takes to the airwaves, providing excellence, information, and entertainment to all.
Yes, sir.
You have been listening to Legal Eagle and the Coach with David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.